The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
We'll now begin the press conference with Washington. We are transcribing off-site, so if you have questions, you're going to need to raise hand and direct it to Coach or either the players. Coach DeBoer, do you want to start with opening statement?
Yeah, you bet. First of all, just another big night for the 2022 Huskies, and just can't say enough. And it starts with these guys up here, and then, you know, they all played huge, huge roles in what happened tonight. Think back to the highlights and all that. But I'm so proud of our football team. Tonight was a culmination, I think, of everything that we've worked on. You know, the things that we've tried to improve. Especially in the latter half of the season, you know, you saw our physicality, I think, take that next step, and finding a way to win is something I think we've really emphasized and told the guys last night, if it's a close game, you know, we're going to find a way to win, and kind of that refuse to lose mantra has been a piece of what we've talked about a lot too. So super proud of this team, super proud of these guys up here.
With the three fourth down attempts, two for three conversions, but what does that say about your confidence in the offense and really wanting to keep them on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think all season, you know, it's been one of those things where you pick and choose the right times, and you got the ball in nine balls' hands here. You're going to, you know, win most of them, you know, and you know, he did a great job executing along with the offense on the quarterback sneak, and then the fourth and two, just shows what Mike's able to do, because you know he's booting away from his left hand, and it's more natural to boot to the left, and we had him booting to the right, and he and Devin Culp connecting, just big play in the game, you know, just being able to stay on the field. And you know, we're right there where, if we turned it over on downs, we're putting our defense in a tough spot. So I thought we played a great team game. The defense got the stops, especially in the first half there, really kept us with that lead and that cushion. And I thought in the third quarter, the offense did a nice job in going to the fourth quarter, staying on the field and finding ways to convert and, finish drives.
Yeah, Coach, for you, another night that Mike was kept clean. Just how special is this offensive line? And Mike, for you, what have they meant to you this season?
Yeah, it's just all season long, right? I mean, they've been, an extension, and Mike understands where a protection might be vulnerable, and he's directing traffic first of all, and they're just entrusting him that what he sees, they'll just pick it up. And he knows where to go with the football. The receivers get open quick when they need to. It takes the whole offense to keep Mike upright. And, the offensive line, though, has been just so solid. Coach Scott Huff and the offensive line, every day, I think they just had this chip on their shoulder from last year and continued to build. And, by midseason, I think we had this level of confidence and understanding of what we could be. And, they kept just every week, working so hard, bringing it every day.
And, yeah, it's amazing. I said it before, you know, it's just the work that those guys put in. You know, when I first came here in the off season, just seeing those guys always doing extra work, you know, after our hard workouts, you know, it just showed how much they wanted, how much they wanted to be successful. You know, they feed off of each other's energy, and they always push each other. And they have that mindset where it's like, my guy isn't going to get the mic. And, you know, whenever I hear them talking about that, I'm like, hey, man, I love being back here. Y'all just continue to give me time. I'm continue to keep delivering passes. And with the receivers that we have, you know, we're always going to make great plays. You know, the running backs as well and the pass protection as well, they've been doing an amazing job. And even outside, out of the backfield, you know, I know Wayne had a couple catches today, you know, just being explosive out of the backfield, you know, in the run and the pass, you know. But obviously, yeah, it starts with the offensive line. And those guys have been working extremely hard from day one.
Yeah, and this one I'll go with Michael and then Wayne. Just the third quarter and then those long drives, what was working for you in the ability to sustain those long drives?
Man, just continue to believe and just continue to believe in our preparation. You know, I feel like we prepare the best out of everybody in the country, you know, and, you know, that starts with offensive coordinator, you know, Coach Grubb. You know, he makes sure that we're always always know what the situation is, you know, and every time we snap the ball, you know, each and every guy, they know their assignment, and they know what to do to be able to be successful in that place. So, you know, it starts with the preparation and just continue to have a 1-0 mindset. You know, obviously early on it wasn't clean, and we wish we did a lot better, but at the same time we knew that this team and this offense wasn't going to stop. You know, we're going to continue to keep swinging, and we knew that those punches we're going to throw, they're going to end up landing real big.
Yeah, we also talked about how every play has a new life. And so, you know, if we were to mess up in one play, we knew that we were going to come back and, you know, get it right the next time. And so it was just trusting each other, trusting the guy next to you that they was going to do their job. And you can see it, you know, Mike throwing the ball, receivers catching it, O-line blocking. We all try to work together just to make it successful. And we kept moving the ball, which was really good. And, again, at the end of the day, it's all about us and our preparation and our details and our hard work. And it really showed out.
Thank you, Mike. Then Wayne, front row.
Yeah, Kalen, on the 4th-and-2 conversion, you know, McAllister ran out there at first and then Texas calls a timeout. Was the plan to punt there, and did you change your mind? What was the thought process as you eventually went for it?
We had some situations that we could work through depending on what they were going to give us. And, you know, once they called the timeout, then, you know, it really felt like we had a good play call, you know, talking to Coach Grubb, and it gave us some more time to really kind of work through and give me a chance to think about what the pros and cons were. And, you know, again, putting the ball in Mike's hands, and I really liked the idea of moving the pocket and getting him outside where he could run and pass. And, you know, he did a nice job executing Devin, you know, securing the catch and getting the first down.
Mike, after the game, you're out there with your whole family, and I mean, Texas fans are asking you for pictures and stuff. Just what was that moment like to celebrate with your team and to kind of get a chance to soak everything in and enjoy what you guys accomplished this year?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, a lot of people know that. You know, my immediate family, like my mom and dad and them, they weren't able to make their flights, but, you know, nothing was stopping them from coming to see me play, you know. And, you know, man, I love them so much. You know, they've been that supportive all throughout my life, you know. So each and every chance I get, I tell them I love them, try to get them hugs and stuff. But, you know, just having that support, you know, and going all the way to Seattle and just going there and just having that family feel as well, you know, it was just an amazing thing. And, you know, I'm glad to be in this position. I'm glad to be a dog. And it was definitely an amazing experience.
So you guys have a 7-game win streak, and you've beaten Oregon and Washington State, now Texas. Do you feel like you want to go on next week and play another one? I mean, you got so much momentum going right now.
Braylon, I see you nodding.
For sure. I mean, this momentum we built up from all these wins and all this hard work we put in, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I could go out and play another game. So, yeah, that's all I got to say.
Michael, when did you know that the flea flicker was going to be the first call of the game? And then can you talk about not only that play, but some of the other deep balls and how it influenced plays down the road and really softened up the defense for the running game and the underneath stuff?
Yeah, Wayne might get a little salty. Other players, if they see this, they might get a little salty. But Coach Grubb, he actually told me yesterday. He was like, this is going to be the play don't tell nobody. We just want to, you know, just go out there and execute it. So, it was, today in walkthroughs, I almost told Wayne, and I was just like, nah, I can't do it.
I'm not going to lie. I said, huh? Wayne said, yeah, Frankenstein. I said, huh?
So I told Coach Grill, mind you, man. I told Wayne whenever we went out as captains, I was like, hey, we going Frankenstein first play. So I held it as long as I could. But, yeah, we knew we were going to do it, and we practiced it all week long, and we knew that the execution was going to be clean. So Jalen Pope making an amazing catch on that one, you know, taking a hit as well. You know, the offensive line giving me time to be able to throw the ball on that situation. It was amazing. Yeah, obviously, you know, just starting the game off fast, you know, gave us a lot of momentum, you know, but even on that drive, you know, it didn't end right. I threw an interception, but just continue to stay 1-0, continue to push each other and believe in each other. You know, the team, my teammates always lifting me up and make sure that I wasn't soaking in on that one play and, you know, just making sure that next time we got the ball, we go put points on the board.
This is for Kalen and Michael. Well, anyone can answer this, really. I know, Kalen, you said after the game you were asked about next season, you said first we're going to celebrate this one. But there's a whole lot of talent coming back. You guys are on this run. I think a lot of people are really excited. When you look at what you guys are capable of, you know, what do you see?
Yeah, you want to celebrate it because you got guys like Wayne who, you know, poured so much into this, and you really want them to be able to enjoy and celebrate with them, you know, what we've all accomplished. But, you know, you can't help but just be fired up about, you know, what we have returning. And, you know, I really still think that there's so much room and area for us to improve. And that's the scary thing. And so, you know, every year is its own year. And, you know, when we have this chance to get back together here in January, we have to reset everything. Because there's going to be new leaders, there's going to be, you know, different vibes, and nothing that we did this year carries over. No points, no wins. It all starts over, and so we'll definitely address that. And I want to enjoy tonight. I want to enjoy this season, and you know, we finished it the way we wanted to. But man, I'm fired up about you know, what lies ahead. And guys like Wayne in this senior class, they set out to really do something special and leave a legacy, you know, and it's something that's treasured, you know, and guys are going to be excited to carry that on in years to come.
And Michael, when I was looking at this game, I kind of figured you were going to break a record about middle to the late end of the second quarter, and you did. You now have the season all-time passing yardage record. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, I couldn't do it without the guys around me, you know, starting with Coach Grubb, you know, making the play calls, offensive line, blocking their tails off each and every play, giving me time in the pocket. And, you know, I always say, you know, we got receivers out there that's going we got takers out there that's going to go get the ball anytime it's in the air. So, you know, it makes it easy for me, you know, just going out there and, you know, just treat it just like practice, you know, just go out there, pitch and catch, and continue to trust the process and continue to trust, you know, the play calling and everything and our preparation and stuff like that, so that we can go out there and execute that on game day. So it's definitely a blessing, you know, that I was able to achieve that, but obviously I couldn't do it without the guys around me.
Braylon, got to ask you a couple questions. What was the mindset of the defense in the fourth quarter?
I mean, we just knew we had to keep playing and nonstop motor. We got to just put a cap on them and finish the game out. So I think personally going into every series, I'm just mentally telling myself I just got to give everything I can and empty the tank every single time. And I know it kind of reflects on the rest of the defense because I know those guys can feel my energy. So I don't know. That's pretty much the mindset going in.
And there was no panic, obviously.
No, not at all. We're always ready. I mean, me and my guys up front, we're always ready for a battle. So,
both Michael and Wayne, can you just break down Wayne's 42-yard touchdown run? Was that the play call? Did you check down to that, and what'd you see? And could you just break it down for us, Wayne?
Yeah, it was just one of our simple zone plays. You know, I have a run-pass option on that, but you know, just trying to fill out the game, feel how they adjusted and reacted to our pass option. You know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna hand it off this time, see how they adjust to it. And you know, I know handing it off to Wayne, we had a good box, and he'll make anything happen, you know, with the ball in his hand. So man, it was a hold, and he took it, and pause. And that stiff arm, I couldn't see it on the field really, but I saw it on the replay. But man, yeah, he got somebody with a stiff arm too, and put the burners on.
Yeah, words. So I got in the ball, and the O-line just cleared up, you know, a big way. I told him, you know, it opened up like the Red Sea, which was perfect. But I think, you know, Mike in the passing game kind of softened him up in the run game. So once we had the opportunity, just took it, and, you know, I had to score. I had no choice. And, you know, just glad that Mike trusts me with the ball. And I know he's explosive, but I, you know, try to do the same. And, you know, just blessed to have a great O-line pushing up and, you know, opening everything up for me. So, yeah, it worked out perfectly.
All right, you guys targeted Taj Davis a lot more tonight than I feel like any other game. Was that part of the game plan this week, or did that just kind of open up as other things happened during the game?
He's a beast.
Yeah. You know, Taj is a guy that comes to practice every day and works hard. You know, he's a guy that, you know, a lot of people don't really hear too much about. You know, you say that we don't really target him much, but he's a guy that when he's out there on the field, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that he knows what to do and he's going to make a big play. So, yeah, early on in the game, yeah, we were targeting him and, you know, throughout the game, but he just shows it every day in practice. You know, his work ethic and everything he does in practice, you know, it makes a difference. It shows on the game field as well. And also, Jalen Polk, you know, he was battling through some stuff as well. So, you know, that got Taj on the field a lot more. You know, those guys are playing in the same position. But, you know, once we know we had one guy down, you know, we already knew that we have people that's going to step up. And Taj was able to step up and made a lot of good plays for us.
Just curious, what happened to Cam Davis? Did he get hurt down here?
Yeah, he just got – it's really unfortunate. He got dinged up a couple days ago. You know, just, you know, non-contact day for us, really. And just, you know, just one guy zigs and one guy zags. And, you know, you get dinged up just enough to where he wasn't able to go tonight. So it's nothing serious. And feel bad for him because he works so hard every day. And, you know, he's been a good, you know, he's been a good counterattack to Wayne and the way they've operated all season long.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.